As we've just heard, Republicans in the Senate remain opposed to the health care overhaul bill. Republican governors are meeting this week in Austin, Texas, and looking for a way to improve the party's fortunes. Just 1 year ago, the GOP was demoralized when Democrats captured the White House and made big gains in Congress. But thanks to victories this month in two governors' races, some Republicans are feeling pretty good again. They're hoping those wins will lead to a rebound for the party in 2010. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The Republican Governors Conference has two new star attractions this year, and they were welcomed here yesterday by the conference chairman, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour.
Governor-elect Bob McDonnell of Virginia, Governor-elect Chris Christie of New Jersey.
The election of these two men gave the party something it hadn't had in a while. A reason to cheer. One Republican official said that going into the year, they hoped to win either New Jersey or Virginia. Yesterday in Austin, Governor-elect Christie himself highlighted the obstacles he had to overcome, including a wealthy incumbent who had never lost an election, who had President Obama's backing in a state where registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by some 700,000.
I had a student at a high school 2 days after the campaign lay out that entire litany and said, how did you win? And I said, I have absolutely no idea.
Joking aside, Christie said he won because he focused on incumbent John Corzine's record and on a pledge to bring jobs to the state by helping businesses compete. Seated next to him was Virginia's governor-elect McDonnell, who credited his win in part to his appeal to independent voters, but also to a decision very early on in his campaign to learn from President Obama's election success.
By looking at President Obama's campaign last year, he did a phenomenal job using social media, Twitter, text messaging.
Republican pollster Glenn Bolger said there's something else Republicans capitalized on this year and that they expect to harness next year. Renewed Republican enthusiasm.
One of the questions that I ask is, how interested are you in the elections on a scale of 1 to 10? And we found 54% of Republicans rating their interest as a 10, 34% of Democrats. That 20-point gap is the biggest I've ever seen since we started asking this question 16 years ago.
A lot of that enthusiasm comes from the very conservative ideological wing of the Republican Party, those who are part of the so-called Tea Party movement, and those who've been most critical of the president at healthcare town halls and at rallies. Some analysts say that the battle within the GOP could result in conservatives forcing out more moderate candidates who can appeal to the independent voters Republicans need in big battleground states. Haley Barbour says that's not a concern. He says New Jersey's Chris Christie is moderate by GOP national standards, but he's still got 94% of the total Republican vote, according to exit polls. As for Virginia, exit polls there showed that the very conservative Bob McDonnell got votes from the overwhelming majority of moderate Republicans.
I mean, to me, these two elections stand for the proposition that Republicans will stick together in overwhelming unity when they got quality candidates, whether it's a moderate candidate or a conservative candidate.
Haley Barbour was chairman of the National Republican Party the last time it bounced back from a defeat like 2008. The year was 1994, and the GOP captured control of both the House and Senate. Barbour is not predicting a replay of that, but he says he very much likes the party's prospects for next year. Don Gagne, NPR News, Austin.